Wiggins been playing in those tackles?
Great, filled in nicely for Travis this past week.
Anything that stands out about the way he's? It's a lot to ask of him for, you know.
No, it's not a lot to ask of him because he's played in those before, and you move those guys around. He's played before, and you know, you try to teach those guys to play both positions. So he can do that. You know, the front is meant for three nose guards, and so. Yeah, so he's done it before, so it's nice to have that. And if you went down, it would be Graham, because he plays down there too.
As coach and a father, can you talk a little bit about Bronson? Some are saying that may have been his best game of his career.
He was in the right place, right time to make plays. And a lot of those plays, you go back, he was running people down. So, you know, he's able to do those kind of things because he can run. So he was just in position to run those guys down as I'm looking for those plays. And so... I'm glad he did. You know, we needed that. A couple of those could have gone out the door.
How much of a difference? Of course, it makes a difference. But he was injured so much last year. You know, how much is it meant for him to be healthy and to make those kind of plays?
Huge. Was it the second game last year? Was it? Second play or something? He was out for a month, so that slowed him up. But even just putting his hand down more now, and you know, playing that kind of a rush end. That's what he's more, you know, he's better at doing that kind of stuff rather than dropping back.
When Travis went down, you shifted, you know, Logan over. Is that Kesney just not experienced enough to step in there?
It's competitive, you know. Some guys have a little more assets than that, more attributes than other guys. It's just that Logan's experience. Uh-huh. And even though Kesney's backing up, he's still got a little ways to go. Being a type of player, you know, we want him to be. Yeah. Other than that, Logan was, there was no question about that. It's just he's not quite ready.
Is Tavita Maunga in the mix at all? Or is he?
Yeah, we brought him over. So he can, you know, I think he'll be a good player here. It's just sometimes you have so many guys and you got to have enough people who be scout teams to make sure that the offense have enough people there too. So with Travis down, that kind of opened up the door to bring Tavita over. So he's been taking reps there. He did go in a couple plays, I believe, during the game, but it was more of a safe punt deal and, you know, PAT block. But I like to see him. You know, he can help us. It's just a matter of him knowing his plays and being a little more precise with his techniques.
What stands out to you about UCLA as you watch film, those guys?
Well, they're athletic. You know, they're athletic and they're a quick team. I haven't watched their defense, but offensively they are. They do have some weapons. That quarterback, for as young as he is, he's like, you know, a Tanner. You know, he's poised there and not a huge scrambling guy like the guys that we've seen, you know, before. But, you know, he's tall. He can see over everybody and he's pretty accurate with his throws, you know, for the quarterback. But, you know, we have to execute, you know, and really out effort them, you know, to stay in the mix.
They run the up-tempo offense. Is that you guys are accustomed to going after your own offense?
Yeah, and, you know, you hope to get out some drives, you know. You know, like this past game, yeah, they're up-tempo team, but, you know, you look at their third downs, you know, we were able to get out of some of those, so that helped us.
Yeah. What about the effectiveness of a blitz? What have you seen from Virginia and what did you do last week as far as their offensive line and their backs handling the good pressure?
Gosh, you know, their offensive line, they're okay. You know, they're, you know, I wouldn't know what to say to them. I mean, they're, you know, they're not, their center's supposed to be their good player there, but they're no different from the teams that we played, you know, this past week. So I don't want to pump, you know, like somebody's better than somebody else. It's not. It's just, to me, it's just, you know, you got five human beings out there, and we got three of ours in our front seven, and we line up and go to work, so I don't really spend a lot of time trying to see how many stars one had or, you know, things like that. Just line up and go. Yeah.
You've been around a long time. Did you still get excited about going to the Rose Bowl?
Oh, yeah. You know, you got a chance. You got to go in with a chip on your shoulder. Uh-huh. You know, we always have something to prove, and so I think the kids are excited to, you know, get a great opportunity like this.
A lot of recognition the last couple of games nationally. Have you been able to feel the pulse of your recruits and how they've reacted to that?
I think it always does. You know, we have a lot of in-state recruits here in town, and we had a couple of kids on their recruiting trip, so it was kind of a fun atmosphere, and, you know, to pull it out the way we did. Yeah, it's exciting.
Thank you.
Thanks, Coach.
Okay. How you doing?
Good, how are you?
See, Jan, he's working hard.
Isn't he good? He's at it.